Now, my first guest on the programme today, we were talking about her last Friday, and I think it's fair to say that since then she has generated a fair amount of column inches and quite a lot of media attention, whether she wanted to or not. She is the newly crowned Dublin Rose, Suad Muga, and she's on the line now. Hello, Suad.
Hi, Deirdre. How are you keeping?
I'm great. Listen, it's lovely to talk to you. And congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Are you excited to be coming to Tralee next August?
I am very excited. Everyone's been telling me about it and just telling me that I can't even begin to grasp what it's going to feel like. So I'm very excited for the experience.
And were you one of the little girls who grew up watching it on the telly and picking your favourite and all that?
Yeah, I definitely grew up watching it with my mum and my sisters and whatnot.
Yeah, and you liked it. You thought, did you ever think to yourself, someday I'm going to be up on that stage?
No, never. Never did I ever think I'd ever be here. But sure, look, all roads lead to Tralee now.
Exactly. This is it. And listen, tell us a little bit about your background, because I know are both your parents from Somalia originally, even though I know you grew up in Sligo. So tell us a bit about that.
So mom and dad came over, I believe it was 96, 97. And then, you know, my older sister was born in Dublin, and then me and my younger brother were born in Sligo. And then our oldest two were born in Somalia. And then, you know, and now the family has been raised in Ireland. You know, we've done all our schooling, college, and now we're all working full time in Ireland. So, yeah, we go back and forth. We sometimes, you know, whenever we get a chance, we get to go back there and visit the family and everything. But I'm in the workforce now, so it's a bit hard to get annual leave. So whenever I get a chance, I try to head back.
To Somalia?
Yeah.
And what are you doing for a living, Suad?
I'm a medical scientist in a hospital in Dublin.
Very good. And do you also work with an anti-racism group, or is that a voluntary thing?
Yeah, so that's voluntary, but I suppose I kind of started with them when I graduated secondary school. I started with them for football. So I wanted to, you know, join a girls team, you know, fresh out of secondary school, give myself something to do for the summer. And then I just ended up working my way up through the organization and progressing onto being a youth leader. But I still play football and obviously do a lot of the youth work with them as well.
And when you say football, do you mean Gaelic or soccer?
Soccer.
All right. So listen, you must be like, I was thinking about you over the weekend, and I was thinking you must be completely overwhelmed by, the degree of media attention, because normally, you know, the roses are picked all over the country and we know that it's going on in the background, but we don't really talk about them much until they arrive in Tralee. But you found yourself sort of at the centre of a bit of a media storm, if you like.
Yeah, it's been a bit mad. I think I was allowed maybe one day before the madness kind of took over. But, you know, I've been taking it day by day. So it's been fine. I have a great support system and, you know, I have a great team behind me with the Dublin Rose team. So, you know, it's been a fine experience. It's been overwhelming, but the support is there for me.
Yeah. And I know that a lot of the comments are racist in nature. Some of them quite nasty, but I would like to think, and I don't know whether you share this view or not, that they're mostly on what was formerly known as Twitter, is now called X, which is really just unpoliced as social media goes. And it's full of some very strange and very angry people who I would say don't represent the majority of Irish people.
No, absolutely not. A lot of these accounts are bots, or, you know, they don't have a profile picture. It's just random people just putting out a lot of hate towards, you know, obviously my title and stuff. And like you said, Twitter isn't as policed as TikTok is and other platforms. So they really do get away with a lot more on Twitter. It's, as I say, it is a very dark place, Twitter. But at the end of the day, I know there's more love than there is hate out there. They're just being very vocal about it. But it just reflects more on them. It says a lot about them if that's the kind of energy that they want to put out. But I know there is way more support out there than there is hate. So that gives me some comfort, I suppose.
There absolutely is. But it must be very hurtful for, I mean, you sound like you're taking it on the chin, as it were, but it must be tough on your family and friends and those close to you as well to read all this nastiness.
It's tough, but, you know, just not taking it to heart, because there's no truth to anything that they're saying. And like I said, it just reflects so much more on them than it does on us. So we're, as long as we just don't take it to heart, it has, honestly, all of us are just taking it on the chin and just moving on, because there's no truth or meaning behind anything that they're saying. It is a lot of nonsense and a lot of ignorance and lack of education. So, you know, I suppose the reason I'm taking it so well is because of people who are around me that, you know, I've kind of absorbed what I've been around, you know, a tough cookie, I suppose, but definitely, like, I know it's nothing to do with me and everything to do with them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, very well said. And one of the things they've been saying, of course, is that you're not Irish, and that yeah. couldn't be more of a lie, because you were born here and raised here. And I mean, we yeah. can hear your accent. It couldn't be more Irish.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it just, you know, people's definition of what is Irish, you know, unfortunately, I don't fall into that category for them. But at the end of the day, I know I'm Irish, and that's enough. I suppose people just have a very narrow-minded viewpoint of what Irishness is. And unfortunately, a lot of the times, it does come down to skin colour and religion and yada, yada, yada. A lot of things that it shouldn't be. But like I said, ignorance and lack of education. But that is not the majority opinion, and that's all that's important here.
Yeah, exactly. And tell me about how you ended up entering the Dublin Rose. Was it friends and family or who persuaded you to get involved?
No, honestly, I had seen it come up for me on a sponsored ad, and I just kind of sat on it for a few months, and then I just kind of had one night randomly, literally middle of the night, and I just thought, you know what, why not? Like, let me just go for it, and what's the best that could happen? And then lo and behold, I actually got in. But I was quite a late joiner, so I was just thinking, okay, I'll do it for, you know, I've joined late with the girls, a few, myself and some of the other girls joined late, and I just thought, oh, okay, I'll join now, and then I'll reapply next year and get the full year experience. But I actually ended up winning the Dublin Rose, so, yeah.
And what did you have to do on the night? Was it like a mini version of the big contest where you do a party piece? And
yeah, exactly that. So Dublin is actually the biggest centre for the Rose of Tralee. So we had to do it across one weekend, so the Saturday and the Sunday. So I was on the Saturday, and then half of us went on the Sunday as well. And then we had a selection on the Sunday. So, you know, you just got up and spit up and spoke for a bit. And if anybody had a party piece, they had a party piece, or a lot of us didn't. So we just kind of had a conversation with the MC.
Okay. And what was it like the moment when your name was read out as the Dublin Rose for 2026?
Shock. You can see in the video, I was not expecting it. Like, I didn't even have anyone there. I had three friends there because I told all my family and friends, guys, you can come watch me on the first night, but realistically, I'm not going to get it. So don't bother coming the second night. But then I had three friends who were just saying, no, I have a feeling you might get it. And I said, you can come, but I'm telling you now, it's going to be a waste of your time. And lo and behold, I was actually crowned as the Dublin Rose. So I had to ring my mom after and be like, mom, guess what? I actually won.
Start booking B&Bs in Tralee for next August, mom.
yeah, literally.
And what are you most looking forward to, Suad, about the whole Rose of Tralee experience?
Honestly, just getting down to Tralee and all the festivities that are around, like the parade and all the visits with the local people and whatnot. Honestly, just all the festivities in the weekend, that's in it.
Yeah, it's going to be a life-changing experience for you, and I'd say an unforgettable experience, because every girl who goes through it absolutely loves it and gets so much out of it. Well, listen, I can tell you, we mentioned the whole controversy and the nastiness online on Friday's programme, and I can tell you that there was nothing but positivity and support from our listeners, and the messages of goodwill are still coming in. So
thank you.
You are going to get an extra special welcome in Tralee when you come down in August, Suad.
Thank you so much.
So listen, we wish you all the very best, and hopefully we'll get to meet you in person later on in the summer.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Deirdre.
Lovely to talk to you, Suad. All the best. Bye-bye. And that is Suad Mugay there, who is the Dublin Rose for 2026. She's the excitement and the delight of winning the Dublin Rose was somewhat tarnished, I would say, by a lot of abuse she got online, particularly and almost exclusively, I would say, on X, formerly known as Twitter, where there was a lot of nasty comments. But as she said herself, a lot of those comments on X are just generated by bots, and a lot of them are from people who are not in Ireland at all, who just want to spread their nastiness and racism outside the country. country. So Sued, just to tell you a bit more about her, born and reared in Sligo to Somalian parents, now living in Dublin where she works as a medical science and scientist, and she's all excited about coming to Tralee. And I just want to read you a lovely email I got about her, which I think is worth sharing. And it's from Charles, and he says, Deirdre, I heard you talking about the selection of Sued Mugay as the Dublin Rose for this year and the horrible reaction from the usual idiots online. I can never understand the hatred of others because of the colour of their skin, their nationality, etc. The most important thing is that the person is a genuine good person. It's so sad she has to put up with that sort of thing. Why can't people show a bit of kindness? Hopefully all the negativity won't ruin her whole experience of being a rose. I wish her the very best, and I'm looking forward to hearing you chat with her. And that came in from Charles. And thanks to him for that. And I'd say a lot of people out there will have similar sentiments.